A reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 through 16, from the New Revised Standard Version. The days are surely coming, say the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. As it was translated from the Greek by Eugene Peterson in a contemporary version of the Bible entitled The Message. Then Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. When all this starts to happen, up on your feet. Stand tall with your heads high. Help is on the way. And then, they'll see the Son of Man welcomed in grand style, a glorious welcome." Jesus then told them a story. "Look at a fig tree, any tree for that matter. When the leaves begin to show, one look tells you that summer is right around the corner. The same here. When you see these things happen, you know God's kingdom is about here. Don't brush this off. I'm not just saying this for some future generation, but for this one too. These things will happen. Sky and earth will wear out. My words won't wear out. But be on your guard. Don't let the sharp edge of your expectation get dulled by parties and drinking and the worries of this life. Otherwise, that day is going to take you by complete surprise, spring on you suddenly like a trap, for it's going to come on everyone, everywhere, at once. So whatever you do, don't fall asleep at the wheel. Pray constantly that you will have the strength and wits to make it through everything that's coming and end up on your feet before the Son of Man." God's word for God's people. God is still speaking.
Advent. This season that starts every new church year always starts with hope. The first candle we light, the first flicker of light in the darkness, is hope. Hope is always first, before peace, before joy, before love, before birth. Hope is how we begin. Hope is how we begin again. Hope is how we begin again to prepare. Hope is how we begin again to prepare for the unimaginable, the incomprehensible, the incredible, the inconceivable gift of the love of God. A gift of God, wrapped in story, wrapped in mystery, wrapped in angel choruses, wrapped in flesh and blood, wrapped in bands of cloth, wrapped in the embrace, halting though it may be, of two youngsters asked to care for it, wrapped in glory to God in the highest, wrapped in so much wonder. Hope is how we begin. Hope is how we begin again. Hope is how we begin again to prepare. And while we are on the subject of hope, I want to invite you now to take a moment of quiet, a moment of silence in this very, very full service of worship. And find that place in yourself where you are in most need of hope. Take a deep breath and look. Look and gently open your innermost self to a place in you, a part of you that is most in need of hope. Close your eyes if that might be helpful. Breathe again. Light a single candle in your mind's eye for that place, that person, that part of your family, that part of you, that part that holds wherever or whomever your heart most desires hope. And thank God for hope. Thank God that hope is simply that hope is. And consider with me again those late 19th century words of Emily Dickinson that I can hear our choir singing, because they do so beautifully from time to time. Dickinson wrote, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me." Thank God for hope. Thank God that hope is simply that hope is. Yet perhaps for the less ornithologically inclined of us, the image of a bird might give way to Caitlin Seda's early 21st century rejoinder to Dickinson when she wrote a bit more caustically, "Hope is not the thing with feathers that comes home to roost when you need it most. Hope is an ugly thing with teeth and claws and patchy fur that's seen some vile stuff. It's what thrives in the discards and survives in the ugliest parts of our world, able to find a way to go on when nothing else can even find a way in. It's the gritty, nasty little carrier of such diseases as optimism, persistence, perseverance, and joy. Transmissible as it drags its tail across your path and bites you in the ass. Hope is not some delicate, beautiful bird, Emily. It's a lowly little sewer rat that snorts pesticides like they were lines of coke and still shows up on time to work the next day, looking no worse for wear." Thank God for hope. Whether it's a bird with feathers or a sewer rat that nobody can get rid of, thank God that hope is, simply that hope is. Advent, this season of preparation and expectation, along with every imaginable or unimaginable change in our lives, can always begin with hope, even in the deepest darkness, or the greatest uncertainty. We can choose to light or simply see or maybe just believe in hope. To hold out hope, to hope beyond hope, to harbor hope, to embody or incarnate hope is to give the unimaginable, incomprehensible, incredible, inconceivable gift of the love of God a place to be born anew in us. As we begin this year's Advent adventure, unlike any other Advent season ever experienced with East Congregational Church, and simply by definition, unlike any other Advent season any one of us has ever experienced before, I am finding these words of folk singer Holly Near from her song, I Am Willing, on her 2006 album entitled Show Up, a particularly prayerful accompaniment to the lighting of our candles of hope. I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. There is hurting in my family, and there is sorrow in my town. There is panic all across the nation, and there is wailing the whole world round. But I am open, and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. May our children see more clearly, and may our elders be more wise. May the winds of change caress us, even though they burn our eyes. But I am willing, and I am open, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It would dishonor those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. Give me a mighty oak to hold my confusion, and give me a desert to hold my fears. Give me a sunset to hold my wonder, and give me an ocean to hold my tears. But I am open and I am willing, for to be hopeless would seem so strange. It dishonors those who go before us. So lift me up to the light of change. Yes, dearly beloved ones of God, hope is. Thanks be to God. Amen and amen.